Hi, Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi there. Am I on?
Well, I'm on and you're on, so I guess we're both on.
Okay. Got a question. After years and years of working in restaurants and nightclubs and stuff where smoking was permitted, my yearly chest x-rays progressively showed a cloudiness happening in my lungs. Now that I don't do that anymore, the cloudiness is still there, and if I have to walk up a long, steep hill, I get somewhat out of breath. Is there any way to reverse this?
Well, since you seem to put your finger on what might have caused it, namely all of that cigarette smoke or whatever else is in the air where you were working, the first thing that comes to mind is called detoxification. It is possible to get rid of some of the toxins that have accumulated in our bodies. Now, just for example, one of the Southern California universities did a study where they got people to volunteer to have themselves biopsied, and then they sent it off to a toxicology lab to see what kind of toxins were in there. And sure enough, living in Southern California, each of the biopsies had a very nice, or I should say unnice, proportion of toxic materials in it. So what they did next, they had all these people go into a sauna and sweat like crazy for 30 to 40 minutes, let me get that correct, for about 30 times. It wasn't about 30 times, it was exactly 30 times. They were doing a study and they picked on a 30-day time. Now, a person does not need to do that every day for 30 days. It was the number of times they went in, which was 30, and they sweated for 30 to 40 minutes. And then they did another biopsy on those very same people right next to where they did the biopsy before. And, sir, they found that the amount of toxins in their tissues had gone down by, no kidding, 2/3. And that's a heck of a lot of toxin excretion. And, of course, if they simply continued that, they'd get rid of even more toxins. Now, there's a very good book on detoxification. I really like it. It's by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. He was one of the founders and president of Bastyr University, where they have naturopathic medical school. And it's P-I-Z-Z-O-R-N-O, P-I-Z-Z-O-R-N-O, Joseph. I just put in Joseph Pizzorno detoxification book. You'll find it. He talks about sweating in there, but he talks about a number of other things that can be done to get rid of toxins, too. And Dr. Pizzorno is very good at making sure that his stuff is also research-backed. So that's one of the very first things I'd get into, sir, is detoxification. In my opinion, the best kind of sauna is the infrared sauna, because it not only induces sweating, but it also gets the enzyme going that produces nitric oxide in our bodies. That was found by Japanese researchers. And in a study of sauna use done by cardiologists in New Jersey, they found that actually heart function was improved by these sauna baths, simply because the nitric oxide production improved the blood flow to the heart and the entire body. So it is possible to get a relatively small sauna for home use, infrared type. You might look around for that, sir. And by the way, we don't sell them at Tama Clinic.
Okay, I'll have to look into that.
It can be very helpful to get the toxins out, because if the toxins are in your lungs, sir, I'm sorry, but they're in the rest of the body, too. They can't help it. Just there's more in the lungs, because that's the door they came in through.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.